Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Today, I'm going to share some great reminders on leadership, the great difference maker in all of us. But first, a reminder. You can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since a new year. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not that big into New Year's resolutions, as I just don't see why you have to wait for a new year to fix someone's inadequacies, but I do like the cleansing psychologically that comes along with the start of a new year. 2024 is behind us. My 2024 was great. Our companies both had record sales, and when I look back at all the things that matter, my family, my health, my business, God, they all were really good, folks. I'm very grateful. Sure, I had some challenges. It was not all ruffles and feathers, folks. But when I look at things pragmatically, when I remove the emotion of the bad things that happened to me, I am really one very lucky man. And I think a lot of life is your attitude, and you will find what you are looking for. I'm going to try to look for the good in everything. And quite frankly, I'm not always good at doing that. But when I am, things are better. That cannot be disputed. To quote the words of my great pal, Joe Calloway, the legendary business author and speaker, he says, and I'm going to try to live by this philosophy in 2025. Joe says, I'm optimistically paranoid. I think everyone is out to help me. Think about that one, folks, as we go through this week's edition of The Grow Show, episode number 91. We're closing in on 100. Number 91 is on leadership. You'll be a better leader if you think the way Joe does. And here are five other tips to help you be a better leader in 2025. Number one, lead by example. It sounds so trite and sounds so basic, but I think it's the greatest thing a leader can do is to lead by example. Be the change you want to see happen in your business and your life. And I think there's a couple things that go along with that in leading by example. You got to be dedicated. You have a vision, you have a mission, you have core values, you have some sales goals, some profit goals, some other goals. In all walks of life, are you dedicated to them? A leader is dedicated. Are you self-disciplined? You gotta be self-disciplined. Self-discipline means doing the things you know you ought to do, even when you don't feel like doing them. This morning when I got up, before I came into work, there were Belgian waffles and all kinds of stuff left over from the holidays, and I wanted to tear into those, but I instead went for my 17 grams of protein and my cottage cheese and my 42-gram protein shake like I always have, and hopefully my body will be rewarded for that. Think about all the things that we should be doing in our business, even when we don't feel like doing them. Making one more sales call, handwriting that note, going and having that tough conversation. Being self-disciplined, folks, matters. Number three, embracing conditions. There are going to be some major challenges for all of you in 2025. I'm going to have them. You're going to have them. We know we're going to have them. Our president, Seth Flum, always talks about the challenges that you have, and he says, good. So you state the challenge, and then you say, good. Now, a few years ago, I don't know that anyone would say COVID was good, but we were faced with COVID and a lot of things that are affected our business. We took on a very positive mindset from doing that, and we embraced the conditions that we were in. We said, good, we can't change it. What is the good that can come from all this? Can we rally together better as a team? What can we do? And then finally, I think a leader, we got to be setting the stage. We constantly have to be reminding everyone of where we're trying to go and what we're trying to do. And your actions have to align with all that. You've got to lead by example. At the end of the day, you got to be great at what you want your followers, the people watching you, to be good at. And remember, folks, leadership is about a lot more than what you say. It's about what you do and what people see. Think about simple things like, how clean is your personal truck? You want your trucks to look clean. You want all your guys to look clean. You want your facility to look clean, but your office is a mess. Your trucks are a mess. What kind of symbol does that send? You want your folks to take great care of your clients, but you're not taking great care of them. How are your work tickets? If you worked for you, would you want to operate with one of your work tickets? Are they detailed? I think when we think about that, from that perspective, would we want to work for you? Some big things can happen. So again, number one, lead by example. Number two, have integrity. Not a whole lot to say here, really, folks. You got to be honest. Are your people clear on what's right and wrong? Do you keep bad actors around too long? Do you know whatever you allow, you are encouraging? I know this episode is full of these euphemisms, if you will, or adages, or things that maybe you've heard from motivational speakers. I don't really like to call myself a motivational speaker. I call myself a teacher. But I'm telling you, you are saying everything that's important to you by keeping bad actors around too long. I understand the challenges of not having someone to run that crew. But if it means they're doing a harm to the company, get them out of there, okay? The easy thing to do is to keep them. Do the hard thing and get them out of there. It's always easy, as my friend Dr. John Maxwell says, it's always easy to do the right thing when you know ahead of time what you stand for. How strongly do you live by your vision, your mission, and your core values? Are they just words on a piece of paper, or do they have meaning? Have integrity for those. So lead by example, have integrity. Number three, be enthusiastic. At the end of the day, folks, think about the people that you follow. Think about the sports figures that you follow, the political figures, the famous figures, the person at your church, the friend, the leader, the mentor. People follow those who excite them, but you got to be authentic, folks. Several years ago, as I was finding my way as a leader, I would go to a conference or I would read a different book, and I would come in on Monday and I'd rally everybody together and I'd have a great speech. I know I'm a gifted orator. I know I am, okay? I'm not good at a whole lot of things, but speaking, I know I'm pretty good at that. And I would come in and I would give this great big talk. And if you'd been with us a long time, you kind of sat there patiently. If you were new and I got done, you leaned over to the old timer and you said, "Man, that is just incredible. What a speaker. I'm ready to go." Okay, hold on. He's going to read another book next week, and you're probably going to do something this week that doesn't quite align with that. So just relax. All right. I hope you're getting my message. Just go do it. Don't be worried about the fancy unveiling parties or the week-long orientations and all the postings we want to do on our LinkedIn platform that points to us. Worry about what the actions are that you need to demonstrate that everyone can see that they want to be around. Just go do the work. Be fun to work with. Make work fun. A great research done by Cassiano and Lobo, one of the quotes from their research that I cite when I give this talk on leadership, and it's very simple. I want you to listen very carefully. While everyone prefers working with a personal superstar to an incompetent jerk, when people need help getting a job done, they'll choose a congenial colleague over one who is capable but less lovable. All right? So people don't want to follow people. They don't care how smart you are if you're a jerk. All right? Work with them. Be the kind of person others want to be around, and you'll find it makes a great difference in business. So lead by example. Have integrity. Show enthusiasm. Number four, communicate. Good communication at the end of the day, it means no surprises. Those of you that have come to Grunder Landscaping Company for our field trip, if you haven't done that, I hope that's something that you'll put down on your budget for 2025, your budget of time and your budget of expenses. Training is an investment. It's not an expense. Come see me. We have little signs up all over the office that say no surprises. That's what good communication means, folks. No surprises. Look back on 2024. What issues did you have? Clients that were mad. What happened there? Internal strife within the team, strife with a vendor, strife at home, strife with a friend. I'll bet if you look back at it, there's probably a very high percentage of those problems boiled down to bad communication. I have a friend that I play golf with once in a while. He's a really nice man. He hired us to do a very nice project in his yard. We told him that we would start in August. We weren't there in August, and we didn't call him. We told him we'd be out in September. We didn't come in September. We didn't call him. There's no reason for it, folks. We have all the systems in place that never should have happened at this company. So who am I looking to blame? I'm going to blame myself. I haven't communicated. Maybe Seth and I haven't communicated clearly enough to our team what's important, that you have to use the tools for communication. We did a great job. He's super happy. He loves it. He sent me pictures. He said, "I just wish I wouldn't have had to call you to find out when you were starting." There's really no excuse for a business of my size to be doing something like that, but we did. And it's time to learn, and it's time to not get so caught up in our success and humble ourselves and make ourselves vulnerable and get better. Communication is not just something that you figure out and you say, well, we're done. All right. You always have to work on it. And leaders are in the front seat of a bus. All right. Metaphorically speaking. And because we're in the front seat of the bus and we know where the bus is going, we know where it's stopping, we know where it's turning, we know who we're letting on and off, I think we have a tendency not to share because we know it all. We get in our own little worlds. And the more mileage you put on as a leader of your organization, I think the more complacency that sets in and you don't do a good job sharing. I believe we have, and I have learned, and I can prove to you, that the more you share with your team, the better engaged your team will be, and the more engaged they are, the more initiative they take and demonstrate the behaviors that you want to see present in your organization. So share. A long time ago, I was talking with one of my mentors, and he was explaining to me what happens when you don't share information with your team. And he said, Marty, entrepreneurs have a tendency not to want to share what's going on in the business, and they just don't share numbers, they don't share other things, because they're constantly in fear that their team is going to use the information to hurt them, that they're going to take the information, they're going to go start their own business, and they're going to hurt them. And it's because you don't share information with them. You make it look so easy. They have a tendency to think, well, all Marty did was get a phone, a website, a couple trucks. He grosses $15 million a year, and he nets about $17 million out of the $15 million. Now, I'm telling you a story to make you laugh. They don't know because you don't share. So we have learned to share, okay? We share a tremendous amount of information. We share it in our biweekly team builder, which is a video that I do that goes to the entire company. We share it with random emails with updates. The big share we have is in our monthly grow meeting that is done with everyone on the team right here in our shop where we share everything. And despite us doing an incredible amount of sharing, other companies that see what I'm doing, my mentors, some of our vendors have seen what I'm doing. They can't believe what we share. And despite doing that, we have people saying, well, I didn't know we were opening up an office in Cincinnati. And my initial response is, how could you say that? We showed you pictures of the building in the grow meeting. We talked to you about it. There's all the postings for the new positions that are up there that if you want to go for one of those, you got to get on the interview list. And Seth and I have just learned as we've had this rapid growth the last few years that we can't worry about one or two or three or four people that say they didn't know that. We smile and we keep on communicating. We stay on our point and we worry about the 95% of the people that did hear the message and are buying into it, not the five that are that disengaged, I guess that much in la-la land. It says a lot about where we'd want them to go in the future if they don't know things like that, right? But we have to take ownership in that and we have to keep communicating. There's four things I've learned that really help you be a better communicator as we wrap up the fourth step here on communication. Number one, listen more than you talk. For somebody like me, that is really hard. I still find myself wanting to jump in. And when I'm in the right frame of mind, I take it a notch down and I listen more than I talk. Dale Carnegie said this one. He said, it's better to be interested than interesting. And that is so true. But there is a tendency for all of us to want to say, look at me, this is what I did. And we're talking about ourselves instead of listening to someone else. Great communicators listen more than they talk, and they're interested. They ask questions, and they're more inclined to listen than to be talking about themselves. Great communicators share. They share information. And I think more importantly, they share the credit. Because when you share the credit, you become somebody that others want to listen to. And if somebody doesn't hear you, no communication takes place. And then lastly, be proactive, not reactive. I cannot tell you how many times in my personal or professional life I had information. I knew I should have shared it right at that moment. And I said, oh, I'll do that later. And I didn't do it. And it came back and it bit me in the butt. It could have been something as innocuous as I scheduled a plumber to come to the house when my wife was off. And I didn't tell her and they showed up. When I scheduled the darn plumber, I knew that. Why didn't I tell her? You know what I do now? I set up an appointment in Outlook and I include her on it. I know that may sound kind of cheesy, but that is a form of being proactive rather than reactive. You're looking at your third quarter sales and they're way, way behind. Don't wait till the fourth quarter to say the third quarter was bad. Talk about it as soon as you can. And you don't have to say, hey, we're struggling. You have to say, listen, we got a challenge here. We're behind on sales, and I don't want anybody to be surprised by that. So we've all got to chip in. And I thought we could take a couple minutes here and everybody talk about something they can think of that would help us make more sales. And you have a discussion on it. You're proactive. You're ahead of it. You're not reactive. Okay. You're in the fire prevention department. You're not in the firefighting department. Being in the fire prevention department is far more beneficial and heads off a lot more problems. Okay. Number five, do more. And this is in many ways my favorite of the five steps we've shared. Do more. The function of leadership is to produce more leaders, not more followers. That's what consumer advocate Ralph Nader said. I'm going to say it again. The function of leadership is to produce more leaders, not more followers. But I think a lot of us live in a social media world where we judge our success by followers. Folks, if you're going to grow a business, you got to have people that in essence run their own businesses inside of your business. They have to be able to take a crew of two other men and women out and get a job with limited interaction from you if you're going to grow a business. If you're going to open a branch office, that branch manager has to be able to do that with limited involvement from you. So you got to do more. You got to be on top of this. You got to take risks. You got to teach and trust your team. You got to let them do more. You got to do more. All right? My friend Mark Sanborn has a wonderful quote from his book, You Don't Need to Be a Title to Be a Leader. He says a leader is someone who makes things better. Mark Sanborn says a leader is someone who makes things better. By a show of hands today on The Grow Show, powered by Steel, by that definition, a leader is someone who makes things better. How many of you would raise your hand? I hope every single one of you, we've got people watching this in conference rooms and meeting rooms across the country with their team. I hope you understand and you embrace this concept that everyone is a leader, and a leader is someone who makes things better. You got to do more. You got to be willing to get better to yourself. I have a coach at age 56, almost 57, that I'm working with starting this month. I'm not happy with where I at in certain things, all right? And I have a president, Seth Flum, that I got to do a better job of keeping up with. He's an incredibly energetic person. He's a lot smarter than I am, and I don't want to be left in the dirt. I don't want to be this old guy that doesn't have value here, so I got to push myself. I got to work my muscles to have them grow. I have a vision of what I want to be thought of here in my roles at the Grunder Landscaping Company and the Grow Group. It all starts with that, clarity of purpose. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, you set the tone, you're a leader. No whining. At times, I can be very good at whining and I need to remove it. Nobody's going to make things better than yourself, all right? So let's close with one last tip, all right? My TNT process for handling challenges, because things are going to happen in 2025. They're going to frustrate you as a leader. Resort to TNT, temperature. Take the temperature down. You might be boiling. You might be so frustrated with what's going on. Don't let anyone see you sweat. Take a deep breath. Most likely nobody's going to die in this. It's a wrecked truck. It's a bad thing was done to a customer. Let's just take the temperature down. In your words, your mannerisms, and everything, take the temperature down. TN, it's not about you. They did something. It wasn't personal. They're not trying to make it about you. So frame it out of there. Remove the personal feelings that you have that they are not treating your trucks well, that they're not treating your customers well, that they're late for work and you're never late for work. It's not about you. All right. It's about them. So take the temperature down. It's not about you. And then use all of these incidents that come up as TNT, an opportunity to teach, an opportunity for you to be a better leader, an opportunity for you to embrace all the things that we talked about here before, an opportunity for you to lead by example, an opportunity for you to demonstrate integrity in all that you do, an opportunity for you to demonstrate enthusiasm in that all that you do. Would you want to work for you? An opportunity to communicate. Where are we going? How are we going? How did you help us do this? Thank you, so on and so forth. And then do more. At the end of the day, leaders do more. If you want your company to move forward, if you want 2025 to be a great year, you've got to do more yourself. All right, I hope in a small way we helped you give some great leadership context for the year 2025 here in episode 91 of The Grow Show. That's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help your buddy Marty talking to you today, Share this episode with your team or any landscape pro you know. Take out your cell phone right now. Take the episode and text it to them and say, hey, I think you'll like this. Thanks for joining us this week on The Grow Show. We'll talk to you next week. And do not forget to check out Grow 2025 in Columbus, Ohio, February 24th, 25th, and 26th. We're going to be talking about leadership, sales, finance, a host of other things. We've got a great tour of Jason Cromley's Hidden Creek Landscaping. We do expect a complete sellout for this one, folks. Early signups are way ahead that we've ever experienced. So go and sign up right now while it's fresh in your mind. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.